Mr. Dabalina is your host of the show, where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls up the people and tricks them a good one, till they get angry and threaten with a shotgun. He tells all the guys they need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle K and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and car dings. A brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. Fun to make people question their reality, so turn up the sound and enjoy the calamities. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina. Hey everybody, you're listening to Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls, and I'm your host, Mr. Dabalina. This is the show where I play the very best of all the prank phone calls. Today you're only going to hear prank calls from the Snowplow Show. That's my other podcast. And I'm just going to play a bunch of carding calls because I don't think I've done a carding show in a while now. I think occasionally I throw one in there. Like, I think there was one in the last show, but it's been a while since I've done an entire show of carding phone calls. That's the plan for today. If you're wondering what a carding call is, that's where we put a note on somebody's car that says, "I'm sorry, I dinged your car. Please give me a call back. Here's my phone number." And then you sign the note Roy and you leave my phone number. My listeners do this for me all over the country, and lots of hilarity happens as a result. So we're going to start with this call to Erica, also known as Edgar. And this one is a little confusing because I'm playing the part of a Verizon Wireless employee who hit someone's car. So the call gets kind of weird.
Hi, Roy. This is Erica. I'm just calling you because you left a message or your phone number on the windshield of my boyfriend's truck. You please can give us a call. The number is... 229-54 Thank you.
Why can't the boyfriend call me and talk to me about this?
Bueno.
Hello, this is Mark from Verizon Wireless. I was calling to let you know we're getting ready to change your phone number.
You want to what?
We're going to change your phone number. This 2-4. We're just changing that to a different... What?
What?
It expired a few years ago, and you got outbid on it recently. There's somebody else that wants your phone number for...
I'm not sure. I call Verizon because this shit didn't supposed to be happen. Nobody supposed to be calling me and tell me they're going to change my number.
Well, yeah, that's how we do it. We're just letting you know it's going to change. I have your phone number here.
They never let me know that. They never tell me that.
Sir, I'm letting you know it right now. I'm changing your phone number.
I'm just telling you... I didn't accept any change on my number.
Oh, you don't have to accept it. We've done it already.
Oh, I do because I pay the service.
Listen here, buddy. You don't need to yell
Fuck
at me.
Fuck you.
Hey. Hey. I didn't get around to the carding part of the call yet.
What?
Hey, Erica, listen. I'm sorry I dinged your car
Erica?
Also. Yeah, I'm sorry I dinged your car. It was an accident.
Oh, okay. No, this is not Erica. My name is Edgar.
Oh, no, you sound like Erica.
No. Erica called you yesterday. I think she left a message to you.
Why didn't you call? That was weird.
I called you like 3 or 4 times yesterday.
Yeah, but I wasn't around then.
Well, I mean, I would tell her to call you.
Listen here, buddy.
You hit the Dodge, right?
Yeah. And that's why
that's my truck.
That's why we're changing your phone number.
Oh, well, I was thinking you called him from Verizon.
Yeah, no, I was. I'm a Verizon Wireless representative.
Oh, okay, so why the? Because I mean, that didn't make sense to me. Like, change my number. I get it on a different situation.
Yeah,
I guess.
No, I changed the name on your account from Edgar to Erica.
No.
Oh, no, I did. I just changed it. I just got on the computer, and I changed your name from Edgar to Erica.
But why is that?
Well, because I got the call from Erica, and you're saying Edgar, and it's just very confusing. And while I was at it,
the thing is, if he, the reason to you leave your phone number on my windshield, that's because you hit my truck, why you have to change that number? I mean, why do you have to change the name on account?
It's not like it's a nice truck. Come on.
I mean, this is not a nice truck. I mean, what I'm saying, why you have to change my name on account.
Well, because I was changing your phone number too, but you wouldn't let me give you the phone number. So you're just going to have to call somebody with caller ID.
No. What? So the reason you left your phone number just for all these fucking bullshit or what?
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying your 54 number, it's not going to work anymore. When people call it, it's going to say, I'm sorry, this number's been disconnected due to non-payment.
No, they didn't choose the word like that. I'm going to call Verizon because this shit didn't write.
Okay, well, you know what?
So the paper you left on my fucking windshield, that's like a scammer or some kind of bullshit like that or what?
No, I'm not a scammer. I hit your car.
So why, if you hit my car, why you come up with different shit that you change that fucking name on my account?
Well, because I did. I'm working at the Verizon Wireless Call Center right now.
They didn't work like that, buddy. I think you do something wrong.
Hey, I'm not your buddy, pal.
Well, fuck you, motherfucker.
Well, fuck you, Erica.
Fuck you, son of a bitch.
You better take that back.
I'll take it back. I'll see you at the parking lot, and I will fuck you up, motherfucker.
Oh, I'll meet you by the bike rack, you son of a bitch.
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck you, Erica.
Hi, my name is Orlando. You left a note on my car. Just calling a touch base. Well, you got my number? Just call me back. Thank you, and goodbye. Hello?
Hey, Orlando.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Yeah, so you said you dinged my car, but where? I don't really see anything.
Oh, yeah, I was using drugs. So okay. I took so much LSD that I learned how to manipulate time, like as if it's a tangible material. So as an experiment, right. I formed a four-dimensional object out of my entire life, and I rolled it straight into your fucking car.
Yeah, no, I looked. I saw nothing.
Can you see in five dimensions?
What's that?
Can you see in five dimensions?
Can I see inside dimensions?
Yeah.
No.
Well, maybe, no. maybe that's the problem then.
Right, okay.
You need to try more drugs.
Right. I'm trying. But yeah, like I said, there is nothing.
Do you
buy wasn't already there, so.
Do you want to buy some LSD?
Pardon me?
Would you like to buy some LSD?
No, thank you.
Okay. So you don't see anything, any problems? I don't know. I don't have to give you my insurance?
Nope, not at all.
Yes.
Everything's fine.
Yes. Good deal.
But no, you're all set.
All right. I love you. I love you, Orlando.
All right, man. Thanks for leaving it out, even though nothing happened. So
oh, yeah.
I do appreciate that.
No problem. And I love you.
Thanks, man. All right, man. You too.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for saying it back. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rachel. This is Vanessa. You dinged my ugly car earlier. Could you please call me back at 712? I need your information. Thank you.
Whoa. Calm down, Vanessa. You're going way too fast. And it looks like she called back 6 minutes after that one.
Rachel, it's Vanessa. Your car you dinged earlier, I will find the cameras and the footage in the parking lot, and the police will be at your house if you do not call me back. Thank you very much.
Jesus Christ. So those came in on Thursday. And I would give those to Devin, but fuck that. These are mine. I'm taking them from Rachel. What's she going to do about it?
Hello?
Hey, Vanessa?
Hello?
Hi, Vanessa?
Yes, how are you?
Pretty good. This is Roy.
Roy.
Yeah.
So is Rachel around?
No. She's not here.
No, Rachel's not around?
She's working. Man, that voicemail you left, you were a real bitch in that, you know? You're like, oh, I'm going to call the police.
You're going to call me a bitch?
And the police are going to come to your house. Like, why do you have to be like that?
What do you mean? You left a note. You left a note saying you hit my ugly car.
Yeah, there's nothing illegal about that. That's
just, sir, you could have just wrote me a note saying you hit my car. I'm sorry. Here's my number.
Well, Rachel.
Why did you have to write you hit my ugly car? Why? Because it's a Mercedes and you think I'm rich?
Well, Rachel wrote it. You know, it's
okay,
her.
Okay, so why did she have to write? And if you ever call me a bitch again, I swear to God, don't ever call me a bitch again. That's very degrading of you. So
okay,
I can just see how you treat Rachel.
Honestly, Rachel was being kind of a bitch too, just like
you. Okay, I can see how you treat Rachel. Record.
Yeah. Yeah, record
so
it.
So I could see how you treat Radio Rachel if you just called me a bitch, because there was nothing bitchy about that. I said I was going to have to sleep at your house because you were putting me to voicemail. I called you 15 times.
Oh, yeah.
I left the voicemail.
We had our phone on Do Not Disturb. Sorry about that.
Okay, so if you wrote me a letter saying that you hit my car, which is totally okay, it's fine. Accidents happen all the time.
Yeah, they do. Why would you say you're going to send the police to my house then?
I'm sorry for hitting your ugly car.
Yeah, we left a note. That was the nice thing we did. You're welcome.
I'm sorry for hitting your ugly car, Roy.
Well,
Ray.
Maybe our opinion is that your car is ugly, but no, I'm like, it's not a...
Oh, did you call me a bitch again?
No, I don't think I did. I said maybe it's just our opinion.
Okay, because you need to watch your mouth.
Okay, but ma'am, you were being a bitch in the voicemail. Listen to this.
I will find the cameras and the footage in the parking lot.
I will find the cameras.
And the police will be at your house.
I will find the cameras.
Listen to you. I will find the camera.
On my car.
I will send the police to you. Ew. That's what you said.
100%. You don't write me a note putting, I'm sorry I hit your ugly car.
Okay.
You could have left that out.
Guess
why is
what?
An ugly car? Because
guess
what
are
you
in? It's not illegal to have an opinion about your car.
But you don't write that to someone. Somebody. You don't write that to somebody. It's already the fact that you hit the car. You left a note.
Well, maybe
you
the world
an ugly car.
Maybe the world
so
needs
you
more
sound
honesty.
Like a grown man. You sound like a grown man. So why don't you act your age?
Well, you're the one like being a total bitch and leaving us voicemails
you
like
sound
that.
Like a faggot. Listen. You're gonna continue calling me a faggot.
No, yeah, I'm gonna continue calling you a faggot. Is that girl calling you a faggot, ma'am?
No.
You need to tell her to stop calling you a faggot, because that's not cool.
Listen, where are we going? Shut up. Where are we going to get from this? Roy, where are we going to get from this? Are we going to get any information from you? Because you hit my car, and then you left a rude note.
Tell her to leave the room. Tell that bitch in the background just to leave the room.
Who's the real bitch here?
I think the lady in the background is. She's the bitch.
Who's the real bitch here? So you hit my ugly car, which... You could have just said, I hit your car. I apologize. Here's the note. So here's the note. And here's
tell
my
her
number.
To shut up. Just tell her to shut up. That's all
you
got to say.
Like a bad man. Are you gay?
Yeah, what's
listen, do you want to talk to my husband? Because he'd be more than happy to
was
talk
that
to
your
me.
Husband? Your husband sounds
no,
like
do
a woman.
Do you want to talk to my husband, though?
No.
Do you want to talk to my husband?
Well,
because he'd be more than happy to talk to you for you calling me a bitch.
Yeah, will he shut the fuck up so I can say stuff?
Oh, listen, you know what? You like going to that parking lot, right? Go to that parking lot again.
No, you won't.
Go to that parking lot again.
You can't make me. I'm never going to go back there.
Oh, you're never going to go back
there.
Place, I need your information.
That place is like the hood. That place is like the hood. I'm staying away from that place.
The hood. But you're degrading and calling me a bitch right now. And you're telling me that my car is ugly when you could have just said you hit my car. Sorry. Here, I didn't have a piece of paper.
The police are not going to arrest me for calling your car ugly.
Oh, no. I'm going to have the police at your house because it was a hit and run. You hit and run.
No,
you
I left a note, you fucking idiot. I left a note, you fucking idiot. I left a note.
Fucking idiot. Who are you calling a fucking idiot? Give me your fucking information. Give me your information so we can fix the problem.
Oh, that's not happening.
Give me information so we can fix the problem.
It's not happening. Call the cops.
Okay, then we'll go that route.
All right, bye. Hang up the phone,
sorry,
bitch.
Little fucking bitch ass motherfucker. Come in my neighborhood again.
Oh, I will.
Okay, come on.
You don't look a faggot. You gotta take it up the ass.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, like, go on. You
come see and talk to my husband like this.
Can I ask you what's wrong with being a faggot? It's 2024. It's cool to be a faggot, you know?
We love the gay people in our family. We love gay people.
Really?
But you sound like a woman.
Yet you use the faggot word.
The note. Who put the note on my car? Why are you talking for Rachel?
Oh, I'll have Rachel. I'll have Rachel call you back, bitch.
To a woman and you calling a woman a bitch?
Yeah.
You calling a woman a bitch?
I'll have my bitch call you back, okay, bitch?
Listen.
I'm listening, buddy.
I'm gonna have my husband call you. You hear me?
Okay. I can't wait.
And the police will be at your house.
No.
And you know what?
They
with
won't.
Fake ass social security number. Who likes a social security number? Just write your information down. What are you guys, two lame ass fucking homos?
That's my real social security number.
I mean, come on. What do you need to post your social security number on my car?
What? My wife's a homo now. Okay.
Listen, you both are fucking regenerates.
We're regenerates. Oh no.
You're both degenerates. That's what you are.
I thought
you
we were regenerates. Are we regenerates or degenerates?
Call me immediately or the police are going to be at your house. I'm going to let you hit my car.
Thank you very
leave
much.
A note on my car and then I'm not going to call you. You told me to call you, right? You left the number. I called the number.
And you called the car ugly. Because what? And what do you drive?
Well, yeah, why'd you call the car ugly? Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to go put ugly in the car? In the details?
That really triggered you, didn't it?
But no, really triggered you that someone else has a Benz and you're a broke motherfucker.
Yeah, like that was the most hating ass shit. We were laughing our asses off.
I mean, that didn't hurt our feelings.
I'm glad that I made you guys happy.
I mean, you're mad that you hit a Benz and you had to call it ugly. Sorry, I hit your ugly car. You think we're mad about that? We have a Benz. Come on. I mean, you really think we're mad about that, sir?
Yeah, I really think you're mad about that.
Okay, so what do you really think we're mad about? I'm mad now at the fact that you're calling me a bitch. That's what I'm mad about.
Well, you're just being such a bitch. Arguing. Like, you hardly even let me talk.
Can we just get your...
Okay, so talk.
Tell that lady in the background to get the fuck out of your room, for one thing. Like, she's...
Listen, first of all, you're not going to talk to my daughter like that.
Your daughter's a huge bitch. Get her out of the room. You're on the phone. Tell your daughter...
Yo, listen.
You sound like a bitch.
Yo, wait till you have kids. Oh, my God. God bless this soul. I don't even think you can have kids.
No. I can't. I'm too much of a faggot.
No, yeah, listen. I don't know. Rachel's too much of a bitch to be with you.
Tell me about it. Fucking Rachel. I tell you.
Let's settle this.
Nothing's being settled.
Because it took you a whole day to call me back. You wanted to put your number on the little plate, though. And listen, I would never have came
that plate,
ignorant.
That plate
I
was,
would never have came
hey,
ignorant.
Hey, hey,
if you would have never came. Shut the fuck up.
I was trying to get you to shut the fuck up.
Give me your information.
You got to admit that plate was much cuter than your car.
Much cute. He's so broke. He's so mad that they hit a Benz.
Yeah, I couldn't
so
even
sad.
Afford a
no,
real
you
plate.
You should have never left a note at all.
Sir, you sound so sad.
You should have never left a note at all if you're going to put your ugly car. Like,
that car is fly, first of all. Like,
hey,
nuts?
Daughter,
listen,
shut the fuck up. Hey, I'm going to hang up. You guys call me back. Call me back tomorrow. Call me tomorrow. Hey, just call me back tomorrow.
You little fake ass fuck. I'm going to call the fucking police on you. I already got footage. I already have footage. So do you want the police at your house or do you want to handle this?
What kind of car was I driving in your footage?
Listen.
Oh, you don't have an answer for that, do you? Because you're lying.
Baby boy. Let's handle this. Let's handle this the right way. Listen, shut up. Let me handle this. Because, I mean, he's extra. You're real extra right now. You're real extra right now because I said I was going to send the police to your house.
Do you feel like your daughter is a shitty person for hating gay people?
Hate? Oh, listen. Oh, baby, we do not hate gay people.
My best friend's gay.
She's actually gay.
Yeah, you use the faggot word. That's
gay.
Weird.
My daughter's gay. What are you talking about? My daughter's gay.
No, she's not.
What are you talking about? My daughter is gay.
Hey, listen. Call me back tomorrow. Bye.
No.
Oh, my God. That was exhausting, you guys. I couldn't do it anymore. I was getting so sad about being called gay constantly.
Hey, Roy. This is Dave Smith. I got your note on the windshield of the car.
Oh, I bet you do.
Just calling to see what you want to do about it. Do you want to give me a call?
Let's go ahead and give this guy a call. His name is Dave.
Hello?
Listen here, Dave. This is Roy from the Prank Call Center.
Hey there.
Hey. We reached our quota on carding pranks, so... We don't really need to prank you this year. I'm sorry about that. We just got really overloaded with notes on people's windows.
I'm sorry. What?
Oh, notes.
Exactly?
Notes on people's windows. I'm with the Prank Call Center, and we've reached our quota for the year. We no longer need to prank call you and pretend that we hit your car.
So you didn't hit the car?
Oh, no, we never hit the car. That's strictly against policy. We just put a note on the window, and usually the people we put the note on their window, they will find random dents on their car and think it's us. But we've reached our quota this year, so I don't even have to prank you. Congratulations.
What are you talking about?
Hey, listen here, Dave. Can you tell that girl to shut the fuck up?
Hey, kill yourself, pussy.
We're trying to
no
talk.
No one loves you.
We're trying to talk on the phone here, buddy.
Kill yourself, pussy. No one will love you.
Are you sure about that?
Kill yourself.
That girlfriend of yours loved me pretty good a couple months ago.
Kill yourself. Nobody loved you, bro.
Aww.
Not a single fucking person loved you. Hang yourself off a fucking tree, bro.
Are you projecting?
No one loves you.
Holy crap. That turned dark.
Hey, Roy. I see the note on my car that you dinged it. Give me a call back when you get the chance. I just want to know, like, what happened. And if, like, you noticed any damage.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I'm returning your call. It's Roy.
Oh, hey, Roy.
Hey.
So I just wanted to, can you give me a rundown on what happened?
Yeah, I was trying to get into your car because I needed a piece of paper to leave a note to let you know that I dinged the car. And while I was, shimmying my way in there, the tool I was using to open up your car kind of scratched up right next to the door there.
You were doing what?
Oh, I was trying to get into your car so that I could, I needed a piece of paper to leave the note that said, sorry, I dinged your car.
You were trying to get into it.
Yeah, I was trying to get in there. I just needed a piece of paper.
But you understand how stupid that sounds?
What do you mean stupid?
You're trying to get into somebody else's car.
Yeah, to get a piece of paper. I already had a pen. I just didn't have a piece of paper to write the note on to leave under your windshield.
So let me get this straight. You were trying to get into somebody else's car.
Yours?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You're trying to get into somebody else's car.
Yeah.
That's not yours for a piece of paper.
Is it not your car? Like the way you're talking, it sounds.
Oh, that is my car, but I'm saying.
But you're saying
you know I'll kick your ass if I see you, right?
You're saying it's somebody else's. Why would you kick my ass? I left a note.
Okay, no. Let me repeat this. So you are telling me you're trying to get into my car to grab a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You know I'm going to kick your ass if I see you, right?
Well, that's not nice. I left a note. I was trying to be a.
Okay, I understand you don't know, but you're trying to break into my fucking car. You know who I am?
Well, no, I successfully broke into your car. I got the paper out of there, and that's when I left the note.
Well, I don't have any paper in the car, so I know you're bullshitting. So how about this?
How about it was in the glove box?
You meet me by that fucking parking garage, and I'm going to kick your fucking ass. You hear me?
Oh, I don't think you could kick my ass. I'm a sensei, motherfucker.
You're a sensei, and I got a 9mm that's ready to blow your fucking head off.
Oh, because you don't know how to fight, so you have to bring a gun into it? That's cute.
You do karate. You know how much of a bitch you sound? You know how much of a fucking pussy you sound to do karate?
What? Because
I know 16 people who know Muay Thai. I know 2 black belts. You know how much I can kick your fucking ass?
I don't think you could because, I'm a sensei and...
Where are you? Tell me where the fuck... I dare you. I fucking dare you.
I know
you didn't find no piece of paper in my car.
I'm a...
There ain't no damn paper in my car. So you better tell me where you fucking got that paper and why you're trying to get in my damn car before I whoop your fucking ass.
It's not
me?
A dent, stupid. It's just like a little scrape. That my my tool
I know
left.
What you're talking about, but I don't give a fuck about that, to be honest with you. Okay? What I give a fuck about is what you're saying. You're trying to get into my car.
Yeah, just for a piece of paper. Like, settle down. It's just a piece of paper. It's not valuable.
That's not the fucking point. Are you fucking retarded? Do you have Down syndrome? Are you an Oakland Grizzly that you're so fucking stupid, you stupid fuck?
No to all of that stuff.
You have 3 fucking chromosomes in you? Do you know, like, I guarantee you, you're fucking retarded, you have nerd glasses, and you're 500 fucking pounds.
Okay.
Don't get me get started.
You're getting me good. It seems like a little...
What the fuck you think you're doing?
It seems like a little unnecessary. I left a note like a good neighbor. You're welcome.
Okay, I understand, but you're telling me you're trying to get into my car.
Can you thank me?
Who the fuck says that?
I think you should think.
Why are you trying to get into someone else's car?
I already explained that because I needed to get a piece of paper to write you a note to let you know that I dinged it.
Listen, Sensei fucktard.
Sensei
Doug.
Don't
ever do that stupid shit again. You don't know who the fuck you're going to mess with. I hope one day you do it again and someone shoots you in the fucking point blank.
Someone shoots me in
the
point blank?
You a fucking lesson right there.
What does that mean to shoot me in the point blank?
I don't know. Are you that retarded? You can't fucking understand words?
Well, you're just not saying the words very well. You're saying shoot me in the point blank. What part of my body is that? Tick tock, tick tock. Doon 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 doon. Doon 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 doon. No answer for that. Sir, did you hang up the phone? I am seeing no indication on my end that you hung up. Also, I can still hear you breathing. Why are you breathing so hard? Are you getting excited about our upcoming fight?
I'm just mind blown that I've never met someone as stupid as fucking you before. I'm actually left speechless.
Then how are you talking?
What do you drive?
You say you're left speechless, yet you're talking a lot.
Where do you stay? Tell me where you stay.
Well, I'm out by the Walmart right now. And
you're out by the Walmart?
Okay. Yeah, I have a Nissan hatchback.
Okay. I'll be sure next time I see you, I'll make sure to leave my own little note for you.
Okay, yeah. Leave a note on every Nissan hatchback you see.
Yep, just for you, man.
Like,
just for you.
Just write that I'm going to kick your ass. Say that a bunch. You'll sound really scary that way.
Don't worry. I'll make it scary for you. Just for you, buddy. I'll make it scary.
All right.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay. Why are you so...
Hello?
Hey, it's Roy from the Prank Call Center. I just wanted to let you know that we have fulfilled our quota this year on cardings. So we're not going to be prank calling you this year, okay?
What are you talking about?
I'm from the Prank Call Center. We've met our quota this year. We don't need to prank you.
What does that mean?
You figure it out, jerky.
Jerky? Look here, motherfucker.
What?
What is your fucking issue?
Well, you called me and you had some of my people on the phone and you were like, you know, not very nice. So look here, buddy.
You're not fucking very nice, motherfucker.
Well, look at you. You're cursing at me.
What the fuck do you think you are?
And look, we're this isn't even a prank call, okay? We've fulfilled our quota on cardings and you are not getting prank called this year.
Stick your quota up your ass, you motherfucker.
I don't know how that would work, sir, because it's a quota.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. I'm sorry you're so...
Hello?
Hey, what are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Nothing. Who's this?
Oh, it's Roy. Where are you at?
Who's Roy?
Oh, I left a note on your car because I used your battery that one day.
Oh, I'm currently at my house.
Oh, cool. What are you doing there? You watching TV?
Nope, just sitting outside.
Oh, you playing on your phone?
Yeah.
Cool. You doing the TikToks?
No, I'm not.
Oh. Yeah, sorry, I dinged your car. I was just, I needed a battery.
Huh.
I had to jump my truck.
Okay.
So, I used up your battery and... It started. I got my truck going.
Okay, sweet.
And so your battery didn't run down, did it?
It did not, no.
Oh, that's good. It probably charged itself back up. Probably if I would have had to crank it for a while, I probably would have just drained your whole battery. And I wouldn't have got mine going.
Okay.
We got lucky there, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Could I ask how you started your truck?
Oh, you're cutting out really bad. What happened?
Can I ask how you got into my truck to jump yours by chance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I used a coat hanger to just reach up underneath the hood part and grab that latch and yank it open. It took some doing, but I got it.
Huh.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. Those latches aren't that secure, really. You just use a coat hanger.
I'd really appreciate it if you didn't do that, you know, because, you know, I mean, I'd rather have you come up and knock on my door.
Well, I had to get my truck going.
I know, but I'd rather have you door instead of, you know.
Ah, you're fading out again. You're turning into a robot. Okay, well, I won't do it again. I was just, you know. I thought you live
in our neighborhood, or
yeah, I'm here in the neighborhood. I just was afraid you might say no.
Oh, well, I'm always likelihood to help somebody, but you know.
Yeah, I didn't know that though, so I just thought I'd ask for forgiveness instead of permission.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Okay, I'm glad you're not angry with me.
Yeah, no, I'm just... Yeah.
I'll pay it forward, I promise.
Alrighty. Yeah, just ask next time before you go, and then, you know...
Well, I prefer to ask. I ask for forgiveness instead of permission. That's my motto.
Yeah, but, you know, one time you'll probably cross the wrong person, and you don't know how that's going to go.
I'll kick their ass if they try anything with me.
Yeah, I'm that person. If I would have came out and saw you, things would have gone south real quick.
Oh,
I'm glad I didn't come out.
You would have got your ass kicked. Lucky for you, you didn't come out.
I don't know if I'll get my ass kicked by a 12 gauge, but
I don't have a 12 gauge.
Well, I do. So
yeah, okay.
I just be careful.
Well, you just can't come out and like shoot people. That's against the law. That's murder.
Well,
so don't go.
If you're touching our property,
don't go around murdering people. Okay.
Well, just don't be touching our property like that.
Okay.
Our neighborhood's not
like
that. So.
You know what? I think murdering's worse than touching people's property.
Well, I'd rather have you come up and knock my door at whatever time at night, instead of you getting into my truck, popping my hood with a coat hanger,
yeah,
and using my own stuff.
Yeah, but you know, this is a nice little neighborhood here, and we're not supposed to be murdering each other, so knock it off with your tough guy talk that's not even real.
If you live in the neighborhood, you should have pushed your truck home instead of getting into my truck.
Well, what I did was easier, so... Calm the fuck down, nope. Jenny.
Next time, knock on my door.
No, I won't. I'll ask for forgiveness again. Thank you for forgiving me this time.
That's not right.
Yeah, but you forgave me, and you're nice about it, so thank you.
Yeah, but next time, just knock on somebody's door. Don't leave notes.
Okay.
Don't open up somebody's car.
All right.
Don't matter if it's co-hanger.
Thanks for all that advice. My advice for you is not to go around threatening murder on people when you know you're not really going to murder anybody.
Well, if you're going to touch my personal property.
You know you're not a murderer. I know you're not a murderer. You're a good person.
All right. Go ahead. Try again. Don't step foot on my property.
Oh, I might, because I like to go in people's backyards sometimes and just look at the stars.
Well, you can't be going into... You can't go
this
on.
This call will be recorded.
You can't go on to people's property either.
What'd you say about the call being recorded?
You can't go on other people's property, dude.
Oh, but before that, you said this call will be recorded.
Nothing's recorded here, so.
Oh, I swear! I could have swore I just heard a female voice say this call will be recorded.
Nope.
Are you sure you're not trying to trick me? You didn't get all sneaky and push the recording button, did you?
No, I'm not.
You're
not supposed to be on people's property.
Come on. You hit the recording button.
I've got cameras around my house, so if you want to come by, you'll see what happens.
Okay, well, you need to stop making prank calls to me. This isn't funny. Don't be prank calling your neighbors.
I
made
prank calls on you.
You did too.
You wrote a note on my truck.
What are you talking about?
You left it there. Into my truck.
You're making things up.
By using a coat hanger. And you used my personal property.
Did you forget to push the recording button on the beginning of your prank call and you're just now pressing it?
My prank call. You fucking called me, dude.
No, you called me. You definitely called me.
No, I did not. You called me.
I know that you called me. Come on. You're being silly. You're doing this for the sake of the recording, aren't you?
Dude, I'm just sitting here playing on my phone.
You are
watching my dog run around.
You're a sneaky little boy pushing that recording button and then pretending you didn't do it.
Dude, come by right now.
For what? No. I don't know where you live.
How'd you get into my truck?
I didn't get into your truck. What are you talking about? I never did anything like that.
Yes, you fucking did. You just said it all.
No, I didn't.
You said you took you.
Oh, let's hear the recording of that then.
You used a coat hanger. You popped my hood because it was so easy.
No, you said that stuff to me. You called me up and you're just being weird at me. I understand. I used to make prank calls.
My call log says you just called me.
I used to make prank calls too.
There's no record of me calling you.
There's not a record of me saying any of that stuff either, is there?
You just said it all.
Is there a record of it?
Yeah, there is. Saying okay. that you just called me.
Okay. Well, I don't appreciate you saying you're going to murder me. You need to stop with all that murder talk.
I appreciate you going through my shit, fuck bitch.
I don't appreciate you pretending you didn't hit the record button.
Well, I didn't hit the record button. So
you,
if you
sneaky
keep
little guy.
Stupid,
you
I'm going to find you and fuck you up myself
you're,
on your property.
You're a
see
sneaky,
how you fucking like it.
You're a sneaky little boy, aren't you? You're so sneaky. You hit that record button. And then you're
yeah,
like.
You think you're so funny.
And then
you
you're like.
You get away with the shit.
I didn't hit the record button. I didn't push it. There is no voice that said this call's being recorded.
Dude, come on my property. You'll catch a fucking 9mm through your fucking skull.
I thought it was a 12 gauge.
I've got multiple in this house. Keep fucking trying me, dude.
You're not allowed to go around murdering people. Stop threatening to murder
if
people.
If you're going
to
step foot on my property, you're going to fucking find out.
I never said I would come on your property. That's...
You did it once before.
No, I didn't.
You said you were going to do it again, so...
No.
Keep trying me.
Nothing like that happened. This is your weird little prank call, and you're not doing very good at it.
No, listen,
you need to get better at
prank
calls.
You fucking con.
You should listen to prank calls on the internet and maybe get better at them.
Dude, you just need to get a fucking life.
Are you on iPhone or Android?
Don't fucking worry about it.
Well, I just wondered, like, what button do you have to accidentally press to make it say this call is being recorded?
Dude, accidentally come back to my fucking yard.
I've never been in your yard.
What the fuck happened?
I don't even know where you live.
So how'd you put the fucking note on my truck?
I didn't put a note on your truck. You're prank calling me.
How the fuck would I get your number, dumb fuck?
Will you stop crying, honey?
No, I'm going to fucking find you, dude.
Don't cry. Like, I feel bad when people cry. You're going to make me start to feel like I need to cry.
No, dude. For real. Now you're recording me.
What was that noise?
Oh, must be your fucking balls hitting the ground.
Shit. You got me good.
State Farm, how may I help you?
Hey there, I was calling for Vicky.
This is she.
Oh, hey, Vicky. You left a message for me. I'm returning your call. This is Roy.
I'm sorry, who am I speaking to?
Roy! R-O-Y.
Okay.
Yeah.
Help me out with a last name.
Oh, okay. It's Zurbel.
Okay. Help me. I mean, we have insurance with you?
Oh, no. You left a message about a car that I dinged in a Publix.
Gotcha.
And
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. No, I'm familiar with that.
Oh,
tell
I think
me
you
what's
were
going
acting,
on with that.
You're acting like you weren't.
I was.
I didn't
but
know
now
I was...
that you've triggered my, memory, yeah. Do you tell me what happened?
Oh, I just well, what did they say happened? Was there damage? I didn't think there was any damage.
Well, yeah. There's a scrape. There's a scratch on the car.
Oh, no. Yeah, just along the door, right? Because I used a Slim Jim to open it up.
So, what was your intent? Why were you putting a Slim Jim in the car?
Oh, to open the door. I'm a music producer for Royco Records, and I was just making sure the new mix that I made sounded good on their CD player.
On a stranger's car CD player?
Yes. Because, you know, you got to get a lot of different samples from different cars and stuff and make sure it sounds good and everything. Because sometimes...
Right,
basically
you were breaking into the car?
Well, I didn't steal anything. I just turned on the CD player and blasted my tunes for just 3 tracks and took some notes about, you know, improvements I could make. In the
gotcha.
Final
well,
mix.
Right. So here's basically what's going to happen.
Oh. Okay.
She filed a claim in order to have the repair work done. And then State Farm will send you a bill and you can reimburse State Farm for the damage that was caused.
I don't want to pay.
I'm sure you don't, but you were breaking into someone's vehicle.
Yeah, well, you know, just
do you not see that that makes you liable? That makes you culpable for the damage?
Well, is that where the scratch was? Was inside of the door where I did the Slim Jim? I think that's the only damage I did.
No, there's a scratch on the exterior.
I mean,
when you spoke with her initially, you indicated that a jack slipped and it scratched the car. And there is a mark that's consistent with that version of what occurred.
Oh, the jack flipped?
Are you
sure this lady isn't trying to do insurance fraud? Because that doesn't sound familiar to me.
No, I'm positive. She piled the police report.
Uh-oh.
And you left a note in her car.
On
her windshield. On her car.
Oh, okay.
You left a note on her car stating that you had scraped her car. And the damage is consistent with what you told her occurred.
Did I say on the note that there was a jack that flipped?
No, you said that to her in a conversation that she had. In the note, you said, "I'm so sorry, I scratched your car."
Oh, okay.
Or did please it say, give me a call.
Did it say I dinged your
the
car?
The note says, "Sorry, I dinged your car. Call me Roy." And the 913 area code phone number. I have the original note in my hand. And then when she spoke with you, you indicated that someone had put a dare out for you to take a tire off her car or to change the tire of the car.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that.
And as it turns out,
the jack didn't flip,
right,
though.
That was her car.
No, she's crazy.
That, you told her the jack slipped and there is a
flipped.
Scrape. That there is a scrape that is consistent with what you told her occurred.
How come she just didn't want to talk to me directly?
Well, she's filed a claim.
Because she had
quite frankly, it's a little bit strange that someone would come up and loosen the lug nuts on your car and take one of the tires off.
I was mainly
put
there.
It back on.
I was mainly there as a music producer. Just
it really doesn't matter why
mix.
You were there. You vandalized someone's vehicle.
Okay, hey, calm down. You know, like it's not your car. You don't have to get like.
It's one of my clients.
You don't have to get emotional about it.
And what happened was a big deal. So I'm going to give your phone number to claims, and I'm going to let you just talk to the claims department.
Right now?
And they'll handle it with you. I would love to let you speak with them right now.
Okay.
While you have the time to call us, I'll go ahead and put you in touch with the folks at State Farm that are actually going to handle the damage. They're handling the claim.
You should work on your people skills because, man, they're pretty bad.
You know what? You should.
I'm just saying.
You
like
should
you are
not vandalize people's cars.
Okay, well, see, that's what I mean. You should work on your people skills. Don't come back at me with a...
Right. Don't worry about my people skills. Let me put you in touch.
But they're bad.
With the folks.
I mean, oh my God, that original message you left me? You were so mean in there. You had such an attitude. It's like you were getting joy out of calling me out for...
You probably should save your psychoanalysis for someone that wasn't raised by a psychologist. Hang on one second. I'll transfer
you
right
over
to Claims.
Oh, you got me there. You got me. You got me so good. You guys, she got me. Now, if I talk to Vicky again, I've got to start referring to her as Vicky, raised by a psychologist.
Hi, Roy. My name is Erin. You hit my car parked at 12 Mile Road. I'm just trying to clear up some details. I'm going to grab my security footage from my landlord, but I need to speak to you ASAP to figure out exactly what happened. Again, my name is Erin, 11 with the red Mazda. We just bought this car. Thanks. Have a great day.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. Good job bragging to me about it. And why are you yelling at me?
Hello?
Hello, Erin?
Can I ask who's calling?
This is Steve Dave from the Woods Apartments. You'd ask this.
This is Erin, but from what apartment?
Woods Apartments. You asked us to pull some security footage because your car got hit.
Nope. But I mean, you have the right phone number. Oh, but what
was it? When someone left a.
At what apartment?
Well, we're all kind of like the same apartments here, the parks and the woods and all that stuff. So it's all the same company, Realty Company.
I at 12 Mile Road?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, no worries. I'm so sorry. It's been a week. We've been on a honeymoon. This happened a couple weeks ago, so I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay.
We had a note on our car that said we hit your car, and then I called the number. You must have been the number I called.
Yeah.
No,
I'm just from the apartments here.
Oh, we live in the apartments,
Ma'am, I'm the landlord. You asked us to pull security footage.
What is your name?
This is Steve Dave. Didn't one of you not ask us to pull security footage?
Steve, I think that, I mean, if you hit a red Mazda.
Oh, no, I'm the landlord. I don't know who you think I am. I'm not the one that hit it. Hey, listen here, bitch, you stop interrupting me. I work here in the landlord's office. I was just pulling the security footage. That's all.
Did you just call me a bitch?
No, I think you misheard that.
I don't think I misheard that. I will speak to the landlord directly.
Oh, good.
I know him personally.
Good. You
no
know what?
Worries.
I was looking through the footage and all I could see is like you throw cigarette butts on the ground all the time. And maybe you should knock that off and have more respect for the apartment.
Hold on. Where are these apartments located?
On 12 Mile Road.
On 12 Mile Road.
Yeah.
When is this in Berkeley?
Look, you little bitch. You're not even a part of this conversation, so why don't you put the girl back on the phone? I know it sounds like.
Are these apartments in Berkeley?
I know she's
Michigan.
I know she's the one that wears the pants in the family and everything, but you just need to shut the fuck up and get off the phone,
dude. Okay, so parked apartments. That's who you're calling from.
I said Laurel Woods before, and park apartments.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, at least I know who to contact about your rudeness. Like,
oh,
what the fuck,
no,
dude?
You're going to tattle on me for saying a bad word? Oh, shit.
Yeah, because you're a little bitch. You want to speak like a little bitch, I'll speak to a little bitch.
What is this, third grade?
You're representing a business right now. It's so fucking unprofessional.
Yeah. Yeah, your girlfriend must not be very creative. All she could come up with was little bitch, and that's what I said to you. Before and her before, and she just had to reuse
it. I'm so uncreative. Oh, my feelings are so hurt, buddy.
Okay, honey, baby.
I'm so sorry. Boo hoo, you called me twice.
Well, you're the one tattling. You're the one going
to
tattle on me
for
cursing.
I'm trying to answer with your small dick energy. You can shut the fuck up.
Oh, there you go.
I was trying to answer the phone for you.
Now you're doing better. Small dick energy. You got me.
Shit you're talking about. I can hold my own, motherfucker.
I know.
You called me.
I realized the mistake I made now.
You called me, buddy.
It was before you said small dick energy.
You're calling to tell me that you're representing Woods Apartments and Park Apartments. That's who you're representing on the phone right now because I've been recording the whole conversation.
Oh, I've been recording the whole conversation.
Fantastic. Then when we speak to your management in the morning, we can confirm the same story.
Okay. And we'll confirm that you called me a small dick energy person.
Sure did. Started when you called me a bitch.
You
so
got me
are
good.
You just calling to confirm?
I called you a little bitch.
Yeah, I'm aware that you called me a little bitch. So are you just calling to confirm that you were the one who hit my car?
No,
or do
no.
I need to personally call Jeffrey Siegel, who is the landlord of
shit. Not Jeffrey Siegel.
Road, the building where you hit my car. I can call him personally.
Oh,
I'd
no,
do
I don't give you permission to call Jeffrey Siegel. Like,
give a shit.
Don't
you dare. You're not my daddy. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Is that how you
call
your real
right
daddy
now.
Daddy? Are you,
I do.
Are you always like,
I
daddy?
I call my husband daddy, too.
Ew.
So I don't give a fuck.
That's fucked up.
I'll call him right now. So I'm just calling to confirm with you.
Congratulations on the marriage. Where'd you go on your honeymoon?
Are you representing Park? Which one, motherfucker?
Yeah. You're getting a little unhinged. You're getting a little unhinged there, honey baby.
Jeez, some of these people in this show. Hey, everybody, I'm back. This is me, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Those were some pretty crazy calls, and I'd kind of forgotten about a lot of these like I usually do. I think the most unhinged people were that mother and the daughter who were in the fancy car and making fun of me for being gay and driving a piece of shit. That was a long call of just her yelling and basically me not being able to say anything. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed all these. I can't believe we're at 50 minutes already. I've been going through a lot of old carding shows trying to find the best stuff because I'm kind of hoping to release a carding album this year, and some listeners have been helping me out with that. They've been going through the shows and timestamping where all the calls happen. Thanks everybody that does that. So I've got a ton more of these calls sitting here in this directory and a lot more that I haven't even gone through yet. I have a lot to do still. Hopefully that'll happen this year. The album, I mean. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm going to end this show with a song by the Tree Fleshers, and chances are I've played this song on this show before, but it's a great song. It's all about cardings, and the Tree Fleshers are amazing. Please go find their music on thetreefleshers.bandcamp.com. They do a lot of prank call related music that's really good. You can actually get this song on CD and cassette.
You're just dodging my phone calls. Dippity-dippity-dodging.
What's up, Rachel? What's up, Roy? I think you're playing games like my car's a toy. You wrote me a note that you left at a ding. But if I'm being honest, I don't see a thing. I'm starting to think it's a bunch of lies. Do you really even have insurance, guys? There must be something that I'm misconstruing. But I know one thing, I'll tell you what you're doing. You're dippity-dippity-dodging. Dippity-dippity-dodging. Dippity-dippity-dodging.
Dippity-dippity-dodging.
My doors are okay, my bumper ain't bent. I don't see a scratch, I don't see a dent. I checked top to bottom and under the hood, but I'm kinda confused cause my car looks good. I just need your insurance if you wanna share. If it's Geico or Progressive, I really don't care. I don't think you appreciate the situation, but I'm calling the cops if there's no communication. You're dippity-dippity-dodging. Dippity-dippity-dodging. Dippity-dippity-dodging.
I took my phone for calls from an insurance agent, from you, from your significant other, from anybody related.